Now I would like you to close your eyes and begin to pay attention to your breathing. Take one deep in-breath and then slowly let it out. And another deep breath in and slowly release that breath. And now another deep inhale followed by one slow exhale. Breathing in and breathing out, the process of breathing, of nourishing your body. It breathes me. I am being breathed. It breathes me. The feeling of being breathed. And as you continue to breathe, I would like you to picture in your mind's eye now a field of flowers. Flowers as far as you can see. Notice their colors. Perhaps they are yellow, red, crimson, violet, blue. I don't know. Notice their shapes. Some may be shaped like stars, while others are shaped like teardrops. And as you continue to breathe, slowly take in the smell of the flowers in your field. That beautiful smell. And ask yourself, what else do you find in your field of flowers? Perhaps there are bumblebees feeding upon the nectar of the flowers, breathing life into the world with their pollination. And what else have you become aware of? The sun up above? Perhaps you're hearing a bird singing in the distance. And you can be curious about what you see. Now I want you to know that the flowers represent possibilities. All of your possible futures, right there in your field. Each flower represents one possible outcome. You may find yourself gravitating towards one area of the field, moving towards one special flower. Perhaps it's a poppy. Perhaps it's a rose. There are a vast number of possibilities to choose from. Choosing the one flower that is best for you, with your inner knowledge. And you can let your mind wander and go to a comfortable place while I talk to that part of you, the inner knower of all that is right for you. It's not that these flowers are important in and of themselves, because what is important here is not necessarily going to be facts at all. Because in your past, you've had the experience where you thought what you thought was an absolute fact. Actually, became the opposite of what you came to believe later on. That's the nature of time. Time changes everything. In fact, without time, nothing changes at all. Light wouldn't exist without motion, and motion doesn't exist without time. Right now, I want you to take the time to go away, way back into your own childhood, and find there some past, pleasant memories that you haven't thought about in a long time. Memories when you felt confident, self-assured, light. Things that were fun, things that you thought were important. Right now, the most important thing is that your unconscious mind begin to learn to separate out one thing from another, to begin to work actively and sort through those childhood memories to find one that is just pleasant enough. And I want you, that's right, to enjoy that process. When you find that pleasant memory, I want you to experience those feelings. Get inside that memory. Notice the smells and sounds and the tastes of what goes on. Because inside that memory is enjoyment for your conscious mind. And inside that memory is the foundation that your unconscious mind can use to build an entirely new learning. Learning to be confidently content. Clear on who you are and who you wish to be. Now, inside that memory, that pleasant memory, sorting is occurring. Do you know what the name of that something is? That's right. Remember the name. That's a set of words that you can remember later on. Now, when you went through life, you went from one journey to another. Only they weren't memories yet. They started as possibilities. They became experiences. And as you moved from one experience to another, you'd have an enjoyable one. But as time went on, your enjoyment would change to something else. Because there were also experiences which were very, very unpleasant. Some which really scared you. Some which you fought your way through. And from which you learned a lot about living. That's right. And as you got through those experiences, you said to yourself, never again. And as time went on, those unpleasant experiences faded into the past, and they became the basis of powerful learnings about how to cope with the world in a way that was effective. They were useful. However, they're not nearly as useful as what happens when you say the name of that pleasant memory. Say that name to yourself. And as you do, you can go back there again. That's right. Go back inside that memory, the pleasant one, and find the enjoyment. That's right. Because you forgot to do something. Lots of people forget. When you go from a pleasant experience to an unpleasant one, you don't use the pleasantness as a way of coping. On the other hand, when you leave an unpleasant experience and you go to a pleasant one, somehow or other it's so easy to take the unpleasantness with you. It seems foolish somehow, but yet it's easier that way. And if you take some time, take a deep breath, and let that unpleasant memory really fade, and then move forward, and go back into that pleasant memory, that enjoyable memory. And when you're in that memory this time, you tell yourself, I'll never forget this again. Because some things are a resource that you want to take with you to be at your beck and call. And some things are a burden and they're no longer needed. Some people believe that there needs to be pain to change, but you aren't becoming aware. But you are becoming aware that you make your life much easier as an agent of change, because there is no necessary connection between pain and change. Security is not things outside of us. It is within us, like roots of a tree, strong yet flexible trees, nimble in the wind, our branches changing direction, flowing into possibilities this way and that, wisdom of uncertainty. What is certain is that nothing is certain. Surrendering to the knowledge that you are enough, have always been enough. Just forgetting about time. Stepping confidently through your field of possibilities. Picking the flowers you want to adorn your space. Don't wait for everything to be just right. It will never be perfect. There will always be obstacles, challenges, less than perfect conditions. So what? Get started now. With each step you take, you will grow stronger and stronger, more and more skilled, more and more self-confident, and more successful. Give up all thoughts that make you feel bad, and it will change your life. Thinking is the only differentiator between flow and struggle. Use memories, but do not allow memories to use you, to cause you to be this way or that. Use your pleasant memories to be the unique you, forever becoming more and more. As you grow, so will your confidence grow. When I was a little girl, my mother used to say, "Stop being so emotional," as though being in touch with one's emotions was a bad thing, not appreciating the cleansing release of emotion that comes with crying. That is natural. That is good. She didn't know what to do with my tears, but I did. There is such an intelligence in the body. Feeling is deeper than thinking. Anytime you feel stuck, know your body never lies. Listen to your body. It can eavesdrop on your past and future because it's in tune with your higher form of intelligence. Rivers don't flow uphill. So flood your brain with pleasant memories. Knowing who we are gives us the ability to fulfill our dreams. Now it's time to smell your flowers. Breathe in their lovely scent. And you can smell that lovely scent anytime you want to feel this way again, amongst all of your pleasant memories, in your field of possibilities. Enjoy that feeling. The feeling of excitement for your future. And in a moment, I will count up from 8 to 1. And when I get to 1, you will awaken feeling wonderfully refreshed with a new perspective on life. 8, 7, 6. 5, coming up now, 4, 3, 2, and 1.